The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Inshallah, tonight I'll say a few words in regards to Yawm al-Quds, the Day of Quds. Every year in the month of Ramadan, on the last Friday of this great month, as Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Muslimin, over 40 years ago, mandated us to come out and stand against the tyranny that we see by the name of the Zionist regime or the occupiers in Palestine. And therefore, it is necessary, it's an obligation, it's a wajib act for all of us to be involved in. This year we have it slightly different. That doesn't mean we don't have it. People got fed up with the lockdown of coronavirus, and they were in the streets protesting. And what is that compared to the atrocities that are daily, the oppressions that are daily, the animosity against all people, and particularly against all Muslimin, that is daily, that comes from those occupiers, that comes from the Zionist regime, that comes from the global Zionist network that oppresses people, Muslim and non-Muslim, throughout the globe, that oppresses and strips the rights from people, Muslim and non-Muslim. This fight against the Zionist regime, coming out and speaking against the Zionist regime, against Israel, as they call it, is not simply about a matter related to a small piece of land that is called Palestine, although that itself is very important. And that's where a very important part of the fight is. However, it's not limited to that. The Zionist regime is the cause of atrocities, oppressions, right here in the United States of America. More and more Americans are realizing this. They are being oppressed. The money that's supposed to be spent, the taxpayers' money, that is the money of the people in this country, is being used not for the benefit of this country and the people of this country, but rather it is used for the interests of the Zionists globally. And one of the places that is upholding and protecting and safeguarding the interests of the Zionists globally is this government called Israel. That's why all these governments in the West, all the puppets at the hands of the Zionists, are so particular, so sensitive about Zionists. You can say anything you want against the United States of America, inside the United States of America. If you want to burn a Israeli flag, which according to the constitution of this country is perfectly fine. I remember very clearly in Washington, D.C., in one of the Quds days, a brother had brought an Israeli flag for us to burn, to say we do not accept such an identity. This identity is a made up, it is a fake, a phony identity. There's no such a thing. That land is Palestine. We don't recognize this. He brought it to burn the flag. Before he could put it on fire, he was handcuffed by the police in D.C. in DuPont Circle. I remember very clearly in the 90s this happened. Well, according to the Constitution, there's nothing wrong with that. According to the laws of this country, there's nothing wrong with that. You can, and there are images, we haven't done that, but there are images that people in this country that don't believe in the federal government, they burn the American flag. Nobody has a problem with that. The Israeli flag is something that is protected in this country. In the capital of this country, a citizen of this country would be handcuffed because they want to do something that, according to this law, is permissible. But there are people that are controlling this government. All these governments in the West, these superpowers, so-called superpowers, are all puppets of the Zionist network. In Europe, they are puppets. People are at the mercy of the puppet masters, the Zionists. In Australia, they are. In China, they are. In all over the world, except those places that have broken free. And all I know, the only ones that I really know have broken free are the Islamic Republic and those who are connected to it. Everybody else, one way or another, is under the influence. Maybe some other Muslim countries as well, but those connected predominantly to the Islamic Republic, they have broken loose and broken free and liberated themselves, their minds, their hearts, their country, their resources from the influence of the Zionists. It is an obligation for people across the globe. Muslims, they understand their obligation as Muslims to Allah. This is an obligation. A divine leader, under the guidance of Islam, with the insight of Islam, Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, commanded us to go and stand in the face of the Zionists and tell them that you should not be, and we are against you, and we will take you down. All Muslims come out there. Muslims understand this as an obligation. We should understand it. And a good number of us do. And inshallah, more and more do understand that as well. But all people should. If anyone, if Americans, if British people, if the French people, if German people, if Scandinavian people, if African people, if Canadian people, if Mexican people, South American people, if they want freedom and to have control over their own resources and the liberty to make decisions for their own lives, their own countries, their own resources, they have got to join hands against this Zionist network that manifests, or the symbol of it is the Zionist state in the Middle East, as they call it. I wanted to emphasize, and these were just reminders, that nothing new was said, but unfortunately, all the falsehood that is being said and pumped and repeated so many times in the media, in so many different ways, in the ugly and disgusting silence of the voices of truth, or the silencing of the voices of truth, is such that it requires us to mention these known facts repeatedly, especially in the month of Ramadan. I feel that it's an obligation for all of us to work towards having a Yawmul Quds this year that is even more effective than previous years. And if we think and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, He will assist us. And lastly, I will say that the move to liberate Palestine is part of the preparation for the coming of the Imam of our time. We cannot have Palestine occupied, the land of the Muslimun, occupied by Kuffar, ruled by the Kuffar, and us sit idly and do nothing about that, and then say we are preparing for the coming of the Imam. We are wanting the Imam of our time that will liberate the whole world of the rule of the Kuffar. Oh, if we are moving in that direction, we've got to liberate that land of the Muslimun from the rule of the Kuffar, the Zionists. And of course, as we said, the fight against the Zionists is fight against Kufr. The Kufr that is ruling this world today is, or are, the Zionists. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rids the world of this corrupt and bankrupt and deceiving, deceptive, aggressive culture and ideology of Zionism, inshallah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Oh, yeah. I will caress with my bare hands every precious grain of sand, every stone and every tree. 'Cause no matter what they can never hurt you, 'cause your soul will always be free.